This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I don't care what anybody says. The King is in control. Because the Word of God says in Matthew 28, after he defeated the forces of darkness, went to hell, raised from the dead, it says all power in heaven and in earth has been given to him. And he is running the show. Everything. So, that means he knows what you and I are doing, what we're saying, everything, and not one single thing is happening. Did you have a question? The thing about it is, if anything comes upon you, any kind of sickness, any kind of disease, anything happens to you, you got to know it did not catch God by surprise. He knows about it. And the thing about it is, he has given us his word, and he has told us under this new covenant who we are and what we can do and what we're supposed to do. And those of us as Christians do not read this book at face value and believe it means what it says. If we did, then when he says, I tell you, once you've been saved, you are to die to sin and live unto righteousness. You are to have no more sin at all. And that's all over the book. But I didn't know that. See, because I didn't read it. He says, sin brings forth death. I didn't believe that either. You know? And then he did say that there is a sin unto death. And then he tells children, children, obey your parents because this is the commandment with promise. And then you take a man and a woman that's raising children, especially say you have two boys. One of them's unruly, don't want to honor mother and daddy. The other one is unruly, and he honors mother and daddy. And if you don't demand this one honor you, you're doing your son a very serious injustice. Because if he does not, if you don't demand that he honor you, if you don't walk in integrity and demand that boy honor you, you are cutting that boy's life short by allowing him to dishonor you. Because the Word of God says that if we don't honor our parents, it will cut our life short. And so you take two sons, and of course that goes for girls too, but you take two sons and they're growing along here, and one of them gets to be 40 or 45, and he's just as healthy as he could be, and the other one, which dishonored daddy at 40 or 45, he has a heart attack and died. Just a coincidence. No, it was not a coincidence. That sin, there's no sin or no curse comes upon us undeserved. So when something happens to us in life, according to the Bible, there's a reason. Now, how many of us get what we deserve? None of us. None of us get what we deserve because I'm going to tell you, I go back and I look at what I consider a clean life that I live with God all my years coming along, because I never got off on nicotine, I never got into drugs, never got into alcohol, never got into sex, never done all those things. But I think about how many other areas I did miss it. Now then, if God wasn't very, very compassionate and loving and merciful, here's one boy right here wouldn't be standing here today. He'd have been dead a long time ago. You know where I'm coming from, right, brother? You would have been there too, right? I don't care how clean a life you lived. But then you wonder about those that smoke, you know, and you think about men that will come to your healing schools that have smoked for 30, or women, I've had them both ways, that smoked just nicotine, just right off the shelf cigarettes. Not talking about, you know, the other stuff that you can get that's devastating to your body. Just regular nicotine. I've had people come with lung cancer, emphysema, everything else, and then you find out they abused their body for 30 years with nicotine. And now you wonder why you got cancer? Hey, it looks like we would be smart enough to not smoke them things, doesn't it? Doesn't it? But obviously, The enemy gets through to us. Smoking, eating, you name it, he gets through to us in so many ways. And, you know, of course that's what he come to do, isn't it? Steal, kill, and to destroy. Why is it, you know, that we, and one of the biggest sins out there today, especially with the young people, it's sex outside of wedlock. You know? Why is it that so many people do that? Why is it that so many people in the church, I mean, I've seen people in the church leave their mate and go live with somebody else. And even bear children with somebody else not married to them. It's obvious they don't believe this book. Because, you know, in fact, people ask me, I had a woman ask me a question the other day, said, my son, he's saved, or at least he says he is. He went to a Baptist church and got saved. But he only went to church for about a year or two, and then he got back in the world, and now then he's out there drinking and getting drunk, and he's living with a girl, and he's not married to her, and said, I confronted him about this. He said, Mom, I'm saved, I'm okay, if I die, I'm going to heaven. I want you to turn to Galatians 5. And I want you to see what the Word of God says in Galatians chapter 5. And then I want you to tell me what you think is going to happen to this boy if he dies in this sin. Turn to Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. When you get to Galatians chapter 5, I want you to read some scripture for me. And let's start with verse 19. Somebody that likes to read, somebody out loud, I want you to read those verses. I'm going to hand you a mic. And I want you to read those verses for me. Who would like to read them for me? Oh, here, we got somebody up front. Galatians 5:19-22, I think it is.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Okay. Now then, if the boy is living with a girl committing fornication or adultery, and he's going out and getting drunk and raising Cain, and he dies in that sin, according to the Word, where's he going? Is that kind of scary? You see, we read that, but we don't read it. Now then, if you read that, if I read that, and I really thought that meant what it said, you know where you would never catch me in none of those things? Because if you was to go out and commit adultery, or you were to go out and start getting drunk and doing all those things, if you died in that sin, would what you've done... See, you were living in whose world? The devil's world. You were not living in God's world, so it's bringing sickness and disease to your body. It's destroying your flesh, and if you die in that sin, even though you say you're a Christian, according to the Word now, the Word says, Paul was clear there, says, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Is that what he said? See, the other day I was talking to my staff. I said, you know, I'm going to start teaching these things in my church, my Bible studies, and my healing schools. And one of the women jumped up and said, praise God. I said, well, why is that? She said, when I was 18 years old, I was living with a boy I was not married to. She said, we started going together. I was a Christian. He was a Christian. We went to church together. We praised God together. We sang Christian songs together. And we got to going together, and so we fell in love. And it wasn't long. We decided that, you know, we would get married, but in the future. But right now, since we're going to get married, we'll just go ahead and close out my apartment and move in with him. I mean, justification for sin. It's easy to justify sin, isn't it? And so she said, we were up there singing some Christian songs together and living together in sin, and both of us Christians. And she said, I decided to take a walk. And she said, I was walking, praising God, singing them beautiful hymns. We just got through singing up there together. And said, I'm walking along singing them songs, and said, I hear this voice. calls my name and said, if you die in this sin, you will go to hell. She said, let me tell you what, that got my attention. She said, I went back to that apartment and I told that boy, I said, it's over. It's over. I'm moving out. I'm repenting. She said, I am not going to hell for nobody. How many people do you know in the church today is living right there? Too many of them. And they think they're okay. But if they die in that sin, where are they going to go? I mean, what does Scripture say? Now then, if people were taught this, some of them would change. Some of them wouldn't. That's just like when I was over in the Middle East years ago, way before all the problem we got now. If you're in Iran, Iraq, all those places over there, you know what the punishment is the first time you get caught for stealing? They cut your hand off. One hand. I mean, you steal something, they catch you, and they prove beyond a shadow that you stole something. The penalty the first time cuts your hand off. And you ain't got it. So you can't steal with that hand no more. Now you got another one. But if you steal a second time, you know what the punishment is for the second time? That's exactly right, man. They cut your head off. So you never have a third time offender. Never. Ain't no such thing. Twice is it. First time you lose a hand. The second time you lose your head. So when people see somebody say, hey, mama, he don't have a hand. What did happen to him? Oh, that's the first time he got caught stealing something. That's what happened. If you steal something, you lose your hand. Yeah. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people would say, ooh, I ain't going there. I mean, you bought, there's a $50 bill, but it ain't mine. Ooh, anybody know who this is? I'll give it to her, but I ain't picking this up. Because my hand's worth more than that $50. I'm not going to steal. But if you've already lost a hand, and you're dumb enough to steal a second time, and you get caught, it's over. So, consequences for sin are pretty awful, aren't they? They are. But see, these consequences are here today for us, and that's why we're sick and afflicted. Now, Jesus has come to this earth 2,000 years ago, and He bore our sickness, He bore our sin, He removed our disease, and He destroyed the works of the devil. He had done all these things for you and me. And give them to us as a free gift. So today, I didn't know as a Christian boy going to church that Jesus had already bore my sin, and so I didn't have to have no sin no more, and all I had to do is come and accept Him as a free gift, and this spiritual blessing of salvation belonged to me.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.